I would like for you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 5 once again. Romans chapter 5. Last Sunday, we were looking at the first Adam and the last Adam.
El último domingo estábamos hablando del primer Adán y el último Adán.
The Apostle Paul in the book of Romans,
el Apóstol Pablo, en el libro de los Romanos,
has been explaining how the righteousness of God can be given to men.
Ha estado explicando cómo la justicia del Señor puede ser
given to men.
Cómo puede ser dada al hombre.
And when I say men, I mean both male and female. There's a way that God has made for us to receive God's righteousness. And God did this through His Son, Jesus Christ. And last Sunday we explained how that the first Adam, he brought sin upon the whole human race. That means every human being that is born a sinner. And that's because our very first parents sinned against God. Saint Augustine called it original sin.
San Agustín le llamó a esto pecado original.
Our Roman Catholic friends agree that it's original sin.
Los hermanos católicos están de acuerdo que se le dice el pecado original.
This comes from Saint Augustine.
Esto viene de San Agustín.
He said that sin came into the human race originally through Adam and Eve.
Dice que el pecado vino al mundo originalmente de Adán y Eva.
That's why we're not sinners because we sin.
Y es por eso que no somos pecadores porque pecamos.
Rather, we sin because we're already sinners.
Más bien pecamos porque ya somos pecadores.
And so the teaching that Paul is bringing out here is the reality of the origination of sin in the human race. It came through Adam and Eve. And so Paul illustrates this through the first Adam. Through Adam and Eve's disobedience, sin came into the human race. And as a result of this, death has come upon the human race. This is where all death comes from. Sickness and disease comes from sin.
Enfermedades.
Sickness and death, sickness and disease, all sickness comes from sin. The fact that we get wrinkles on our face comes from sin. The fact that we get white hair.
El facto de que tenemos cabello blanco.
Getting old.
Estamos haciendo viejos.
All of this is the result of sin.
Todo esto es el resultado del pecado.
When you walk outside barefoot.
Cuando caminas afuera descalzo.
And you step on a espina.
Y te paras en una y te pica una espina.
Those espinas come from sin.
Esas espinas vienen del pecado.
God created the world originally perfect.
Dios creó al mundo perfectamente.
There was no sin.
No había pecado.
There was no death and dying.
No había muerte.
There was no getting old.
No había que te envejecías.
God created our bodies to live forever.
Dios creó el cuerpo para que viviera para siempre.
But when Adam and Eve sinned,
pero cuando Adán y Eva pecaron,
a curse came upon the human race.
Una maldición vino al mundo.
It came upon all of God's creation.
Vino sobre toda la creación del mundo.
The land.
La tierra.
The animals.
Los animales.
The human race.
Los humanos.
The earth.
La tierra.
The solar system.
El sistema solar.
All the universes.
Todo el universo.
All of it was affected by this original sin. And so God created everything perfect. When he created everything, he said, it's all good. When he created man, he said, it's very good. But then sin came and it affected everything. And this is the origination of sin. And so man is left with a big problem. And how could man change? How could this be dealt with? How would it be possible for a man who is sinful to become sinless? What are you saying, Pastor? Are you saying there's a way for a man who is sinful to become sinless in God's sight? Yes. Are you serious, Pastor? Yes. In the same way, Adam brought sin upon the whole human race.
Trajo al pecado a la humanidad.
When he sinned,
cuando él pecó,
we all sinned in the first Adam.
Todos pecamos en el primer pecador.
And so we were all born sinners.
Y por eso nacimos pecadores.
So God brought another Adam.
Y Dios trajo a otro Adam.
His name is Jesus. The Bible calls him the last Adam. Write these verses down. You won't be able to read it all now. But write down 1 Corinthians 15. Verses 22, as well as 45 through 49. In a similar way as Paul is describing the first Adam and the last Adam here in Romans, he is describing him the same way there in those verses. And this is the point. Adam brought sin upon the human race.
Adán trajo pecado a la humanidad.
But the last Adam lived a perfect life.
El último Adán trajo una vida perfecta.
Jesus' life, death, and resurrection have application for you and me.
La vida de Jesús y la muerte de él trajo una aplicación a nuestras vidas.
Jesus is called the last Adam.
Jesús es llamado el último Adán.
In the same way, all humanity sinned and disobeyed in the first Adam.
De la misma manera en que todos los seres humanos pecaron, como en el primer Adán.
Those that believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior,
todos aquellos que creen en Jesucristo como su Salvador,
have obeyed in Jesus Christ.
Han obedecido en Jesucristo.
In the same way death came upon the human race through the first Adam, life came to the human race through Jesus Christ.
La vida vino a nosotros por medio de Jesucristo.
I want us to look at this in verses 17 through 21.
Quiero que veamos esto en el versículo 17 al 21.
I want you to understand it's not just the pastor saying these words.
No creo que piensen que es el pastor diciendo estas palabras.
Verse 17 of Romans 5.
Capítulo 5, versículo
17.
17.
It says, "For if by one man's trespass," this is the first Adam, "death reigned through him, then now much more will those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ."
Y dice así, por la transgresión. Por la transgresión de solo hombre reinó la muerte, con mayor razón los que reciben en abundancia la gracia y el don de la justicia reinarán en vida por medio de un solo hombre, Jesucristo.
Through one man, death came upon all.
Por un hombre vino la muerte de todos.
And through one man, Jesus Christ,
por un hombre, Jesucristo,
life will be given to all.
La vida se le dará a todos.
The scripture says that what Jesus did was greater than what Adam did.
La escritura dice que lo que hizo Jesucristo fue mucho más grande que lo que hizo Adán.
He gives to you and me an abundance of grace.
Dice que nos da en abundancia, la gracia en abundancia.
And as well as the gift of righteousness.
Y también nos da el regalo de la justicia.
And this results in life.
Y esto resulta en vida.
How is this possible, Pastor?
¿Cómo es esto posible, Pastor?
Does that mean just everyone is given this life? It's made actual in the life of a believer. So not everyone is going to have this life automatically. But it is received by the one that receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior by faith. The scripture says we have put on Christ.
La escritura dice que nos hemos puesto a Jesucristo.
In other words, we were in the original Adam.
En otras palabras, nos habíamos puesto, el cuerpo de Adán.
Through whom we fell into sin.
En que caímos y caímos en pecado.
But when we received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we were placed into Christ and His righteousness. Adam was a sinner.
Adán era un pecador.
Jesus was sinless.
Jesucristo no era pecador.
Perfect.
Es perfecto.
Completely obeying God. And you have been placed into that perfection by faith.
Tú has sido puesto en esa perfección.
Through this act of God,
en este acto de Dios,
you have received God's righteousness by faith.
Tú has recibido la justicia de Dios por la fe.
You're no longer in death.
No, ya no perteneces a la muerte.
You are in life in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 18. It says, "Therefore, just as through the trespass of one man came condemnation for all men, so through the righteous act of one came justification of life for all men."
Por tanto, así como una sola transgresión causó la condenación de todos, también un solo acto de justicia produjo la justificación que da vida a todos.
Through one man,
por un hombre,
came judgment upon the human race.
Vino la condenación de los hombres.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
We deserved God's judgment.
Nosotros merecemos la condenación de Dios.
We were born in sin.
Fuimos nacidos en pecado.
But through the one act of Jesus Christ,
pero en el acto de nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
justification has been provided for all.
Justificación se ha sido proveída para nosotros.
He's provided for everyone who will believe. Provided for everyone who believes.
Proveída para todos los que creen en Jesucristo.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
It also says, look, continuing there, in verse 19. It says, for just as through one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, the many will be made righteous.
En versículo 19 dice así, porque si es así como la desobediencia de uno solo, muchos fueron constituidos pecadores, también por la obediencia de uno solo, solo muchos serían constituidos justos.
These are some powerful verses.
Estos versos son muy poderosos.
Through one man's disobedience, everyone was made sinners.
Por un hombre desobediente, todos se hicieron pecadores.
But through the obedience of one man, Jesus Christ, many were made righteous.
Pero por la obediencia de un hombre, Jesucristo, muchos se hicieron justos.
Lastly, look at the next verse, verse 20.
Lo último, el versículo 20.
It says, but the law entered so that sin might increase, and where sin increased, grace abounded much more. Verse 21, so that just as sin reigned in death, grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
En versículo 20 y 21 dice así, en lo que atañe a la ley está intervino para que aumentara la transgresión, pero ahí donde abunda el pecado, sobreabundó la gracia, a fin de que así como reinó el pecado en la muerte, y reine también la gracia que nos trae justificación y vida eterna por medio de Jesucristo nuestro Señor.
Praise the Lord. This brings out that sin reigns, and so therefore death is the result. And this came through Adam. But through Jesus Christ, grace reigns. So therefore we have eternal life. All of this happens with our understanding of who we are in Christ. When you and I received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we, the scripture says, were baptized into Christ.
Nosotros, dice la palabra, que hemos sido bautizados en nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Now, when we first got saved,
cuando nosotros fuimos salvados por primera vez,
we're told as new believers we have eternal life.
Que se nos dice que nosotros tenemos vida eterna.
We know we're going to heaven.
Sabemos que vamos a ir al cielo.
Did you know that you're not going to heaven to stay?
¿Tú sabes que no vas a ir al cielo a quedarte?
You're actually going to come back to this earth.
Actualmente vas a venir para atrás a la
tierra. You're going to reign with him here on the earth.
Vas a reinar aquí en la tierra con él.
The scripture says in Revelation, the new Jerusalem is coming down from heaven, is going to come here to the earth.
La escritura dice que que se va a hacer el nuevo Jerusalén y tú vas a venir a vivir con él.
Interesting, isn't it?
Interesante, ¿no?
But we know that when we got saved, we received eternal life.
Pero sabemos que cuando nosotros fuimos salvos, vamos a tener vida eterna.
I'm a Christian.
Yo soy cristiano.
We're told to tell others we've become Christians.
Nosotros fuimos, nos dijeron que le dijéramos a la gente que somos cristianos.
We're told to read our Bibles and to pray.
Nos dijeron que leyéramos la Biblia, que oráramos.
And sometimes that's all we know.
Y a veces es todo lo que sabemos.
I'm a Christian.
Soy un cristiano.
I read my Bible.
Yo leo la Biblia.
I go to church.
Voy a la iglesia.
I pray.
Yo oro.
I love Jesus with all of my heart.
Amo a Jesucristo con todo mi corazón.
Amen. I'm a Christian.
Amen. Soy cristiano.
But as a Christian, we need to know more about who we are.
Pero como un cristiano debemos saber qué somos.
And that's what Paul is bringing out in these verses.
Y es lo que está trayendo Pablo en estos versos.
Not only are you a Christian,
no solamente eres un cristiano,
you have been placed into Christ's righteousness.
Tú has sido puesto en nuestro Señor Jesucristo, en la justicia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
You have been placed into complete obedience. You have fulfilled the law in Christ. You are righteous in Christ. You have eternal life in Christ Jesus. You were once a sinner. But now you have been placed into the sinlessness of Christ Jesus. This is how God sees you. You are in Christ by faith. That's why it's not about works, lest any man should boast. It's not about what you do that's going to get you into heaven.
No, es lo que hagas que te va a llevar al cielo.
It's by faith that we have been saved through grace.
Es por fe que has sido salvo en la gracia.
And this salvation is that we have been placed into the complete righteousness of Christ.
Y esta es la salvación que nos han dado por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
That's why God accepts us.
Por eso nuestro, por eso Dios nos acepta.
Wow.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
We are completely righteous in God's sight because we are in Christ.
Somos completamente justos porque por nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
When you read Ephesians and Colossians,
cuando ustedes lean Efesios y Colosenses,
notice how Paul repeats these statements over and over again.
Des en cuenta de cómo Pablo repite estas palabras.
These statements are in Christ.
Estas palabras todo el tiempo son de Cristo.
In Him.
En Cristo, en Él.
Through whom? Through Him.
Por medio de Él.
Paul always describes the Christian as in Christ.
Pablo todo el tiempo describe a los cristianos.
In the same way, we were all in Adam and fell.
De la misma manera que fuimos, que estábamos en Adán.
And fell, sinned.
Y caímos en pecado.
We have been placed into Christ.
Nos han puesto en nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
By faith in the finished work of Calvary.
Por fe en el trabajo completo de la cruz en el Calvario.
Praise the Lord.
Alaben al Señor.
You obeyed in Christ.
Ustedes obedecen en Jesucristo.
You died in Christ.
Ustedes murieron en Jesucristo.
You rose again in Christ.
Ustedes revivieron en Jesucristo.
And presently you are seated in heavenly places in Christ.
Hoy presente estaremos sentados en lugares en el cielo por en Cristo.
If we understand this completely or not,
si entendemos esto completamente o no,
you are in Christ.
Tú estás en Cristo.
That's who you are.
Es, y eso es lo que eres.
Praise the Lord.
Alábale, Señor.
Let's stand.
Vamos a